What's up? This is Daniel Westy.
I'm Trevor Hurst from McConnell and Crush.
Hey, I'm Theo from Gob.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dan from Tupelo Honey.
We're The Transition, and you're checking out The Grind.
And you're listening to Punk
Radio Cast. We're Six City. You pay the cost to be the boss. Yeah.
Yo, that's one of the favorite cops, 2008.
That's not my quote, but yeah.
I'm not going to name drop here or anything, but here's some famous people I know. Russell Crowe, Avril Lavigne, Tommy Lee.
Hey everyone, welcome to Volume 22 of The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I am Chris, and I of course will be tickling your eardrums for the next hour and a bit with some interviews, some tunes, all coming from the Boonstock artists. Boonstock is a festival that happened back in July, right at the start there. About 20 minutes northeast of Edmonton in a little town called Gibbons. There's a guy there named Colin Cobsa, and a few years back he had the idea to, I guess, throw a party, a little shindig going on at his family farm, and invite some bands and some friends and get that thing going. And fast forward 3 years, I think this year he had about 7,000 people coming to his farm to party it up over a two-day span with 22 different bands playing. The likes of Alexis on Fire, Sloan, State of Shock, Ill Scarlet, Gob, our good pals in 10 Second Epic, Six City, Daniel Westy, a whole bunch of other people. Of course, we were there. Of course, we had cameras. And of course, we were rolling on the interviews and the performance footage. But of course, all of that video content, the interview extras and live performance and all that stuff, we'll probably be hitting The Grind's MySpace page in, I'd say, a month or so. Yeah, we'll say that. Focus right now is to get all of these interviews that we have backed up for you out and to the airwaves, like I've been saying for the last week. But before we get going here, I'm going to talk your ear off a little bit and tell you a little bit of the trials and tribulations that we went through in order to get this volume number 22 of The Grind all recorded. All that video, all that awesome video. Oh, I can't wait, guys. You will be excited. You will want to check it out for sure. I want to edit it right now because that's what I do. But I also want to get the show done, so let's keep going. Inside story, yes. By this point, I had V-Fest down in Calgary that one weekend. Also, the 2000 Voices Atticus tour with Strike Anywhere and This Is a Standoff and Carpenter and all those guys. Also, the Sled Island Fest was the same weekend, so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be pretty damn busy. Anyways, I get back to work after the second consecutive weekend of being at least 6 hours out of town. And my buddy Dan that I work with at the TV station, he says, hey, we're going to go to that Boonstock on Saturday on the 5th. What do you think about that? You should come along and, you know, check it out at least. And I think he knew that when he said that I would just start emailing people and trying to set stuff up and try to make it a sort of a work thing, if I could. And, so sure enough, sent a whole bunch of emails off to the Boonstock PR chick that was listed on their website, a few emails off to some of the bands that I wanted to talk to, because it was within, like, 4 days that I needed to get this all done. Not best planning on my part, I'll admit that. We heard back from Daniel Westy. That was the only interview that we actually had confirmed. Did not hear back from any of the actual media accreditation people or anything like that. So I'm thinking, okay, well, worst comes to worst, we'll, you know, pay whatever we need to pay, get in there and drink some beers and enjoy the show, talk to Daniel and see what else we can scrounge up. Turns out if you have broadcast big broadcast television cameras and some nice business cards, you can kind of talk your way into a lot of things. I'm not condoning it, but I want to thank the people that eventually did help me out. Of course, Mike with Trickstar Productions, everybody else at Boonstock. Took a little bit of talking, but was able to get my whole crew, the two camera people and myself, into to do a whole bunch of interviews. And I don't know, I guess I'll just be keeping... I'll keep telling you stories between these interviews to either piss you off and want to hear the interviews even more, or maybe just give you a little chuckle about my life, if nothing else. But moving along, I almost forgot, we do have another segment of From the Mailbox coming up in today's volume of The Grind, probably about an hour and 25 minutes from now, following the Gob interview. Gob from Vancouver, BC, and coincidentally enough, the the band that we will be featuring on From the Mailbox. The band is called Aspirations. They are a duo out of Vancouver, BC. And have you ever found, you know, you find a band on MySpace, you listen to some of their tunes and you dig them, so you add them as friends, and then sort of periodically throughout the week you find yourself visiting their MySpace page again just so you can listen to their tunes. Aspirations is one of those bands for me, and I think you guys will enjoy them. So I'm going to pass that frequent MySpace page viewing pleasure, I guess, on to you. And it can be another band to keep on your radar. But without further ado, coming up right now, we're going to get into Daniel Wesley with a track called Ooh Ooh on volume number 22, the Boomstock edition, on The Grind, punkradiocast.com.
Everyone, welcome to the Boomstock edition of The Grind. We are hanging out with our new friend, Daniel. How you doing, man?
Hola, señor.
¿Cómo estás?
Très bien.
That's pretty much the extent of my Spanish. My Spanish teacher would be so disappointed.
Señorita, chiquita.
Dos cervezas,
por favor. Yeah, there you go. Well, you know more than me.
Well, you know, it's the tourist Spanish, right? So, you guys are based out of Vancouver. And it's been a big couple of years for you. You won, correct me if I'm wrong, the 99.3 Fox Seed Contest.
It's just a contest in Vancouver that you, it's like any city, you know, a bunch of bands put their shit in, try and win. And we put our stuff in, and we were getting played on the radio before, so it was good because people knew who we were before, and ended up being good. And yeah, it's introduced us to you know, who we have a distribution with, Universal, and a manager and a booking agent. So it kind of got the ball rolling for us to be like a working band rather than just the guy, you know, guys that go play on the weekends in their hometown.
Now, you guys have been playing around in different bands, General Mayhem, Audiophile. I see Replica was also shows.
All me. That's like, all you, yeah, those guys had no part of it. They're probably thankful. But no, it's just, those are just all the bands that, like, I grew up playing with. And then I just got tired of some of the stuff being in bands and being in, like, a genre or whatever. So I had to do my own thing while I had my last band. And it just kind of took over. And it's just, I just like doing music that doesn't have to be so totally specific to, like, one sound, one vibe, one this or that, you know. So it's all open for us. So I think that's, you know, basically what the band is all about. Is just, it's a collective of lots of different types of music. It's not just a reggae band, not just a rock band, not just a pop band or whatever. So
you guys were definitely ripping up a whole bunch of different styles on stage. You had the crowd going crazy. You wrapped stuff up with a little cover you guys like to do.
Me and my girl. Don't know what to do. She's singing every inch of me. That girl is lying. Jump on it, baby. Ride it, my pony, my saddles, waiting, coming.
Pony.
I think we should stop doing it, personally. I'm getting tired of it. No, I'm just kidding. It's fun. Yeah, no. We just decided to do... It's not even like, I don't know, sometimes side covers and stuff like that. We were just jamming in soundcheck one night, and I started playing it, started singing it, and we started playing it. And then ever since then, we played it like twice, and people went crazy when we did it, so decided to record it on the CD, and yeah, it's been fine, yeah.
Now, it's been, like I said earlier, it's been a big couple years for you. You just finished a tour with the Trues. What did that take you to cities and venues that you had never experienced before?
Yeah, for sure. It was like a big, our first like big step into a lot of different markets that we'd never been. And cities, like, I mean, being who I am, I've never really traveled a ton. Like, I've always wanted to travel, but I just, I've always been trying to push the band thing and stuff. So I never got to go away much, so I got to see Quebec and Ontario, which I've never been to before, being from BC, and they're an amazing band, they're the nicest guys. I'm not saying that, like, we actually connected a lot, you know, as like people and individuals rather than just musicians. And we got to do a lot of bigger shows that we probably wouldn't be able to do, obviously, if it was just us. So that's great. And now we're on tour with Ill Scarlet, and those guys are really wicked, same kind of thing, you know, good guys, and they bring the people out, and just thankful to be playing in front of crowds every night.
Now tell me a little bit about how this all happened. Back in April, you had a little bit of a lineup change. Alex parted ways.
We hired a drummer. Fuck him.
But who did you pick up?
We hired Social Distortion's drummer, Charlie Quintana, for a couple months. He was really cool. He was a good guy.
How did you swing that? Did you just call him up and be like, hey?
No. We were lucky. Our manager knew who he was, and he heard us. And then when he heard that we weren't you know, playing anymore, we kind of both talked, and we called him up and said, do you want to come jam? And he came and did the Truth Tour with us, which was really cool. And I mean, the guy's a legend. He's played with fucking everyone. Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, Social Distortion, fucking, you can name it. Like, everyone he's played with, so... I mean, I only named three names. Anyways, besides the fact, the guy's a living legend, so it was really, really cool to tour with the 47-year-old guy or whatever. He's a lot older than me, but he was totally cool. He kept up.
Was he like the tour dad? Like, guys, come on, you gotta...
No, I was fucking having to, like, make sure he was doing shit on time and stuff. The guy was a fucking... He was awesome, actually. I shouldn't say anymore.
Don't slander the guy that helped you out.
Somewhere.
Charlie. Being involved with music for, I'd say, at least, what, 15 years or so, what have you experienced with the, getting a little distracted with that over there, what have you experienced within the industry that that's either good or bad? What are your thoughts on, you know, illegal downloading and all that?
Yeah, the music industry.
Well, there's a lot of different parts of the music industry. I think the internet, stuff like that, is really positive because it makes a lot of avenues and different ways for bands that, you know, don't have a record deal or don't want a record deal. Thank you. to be able to fucking do whatever they want. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, totally. It's just a huge promotion, publicity thing, like radio or whatever. Some people don't listen to radio anymore. You know, they go online and they search MySpace and they go on Facebook and they go to
YouTube
and they go to satellite radio. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which, and these are all things that are avenues for bands that are unsigned or just like pushing themselves without any funding behind it to be able to get a hand up. So I think that's cool, but I mean, I don't really care about the whole. I don't.
It's not a big concern for you.
I don't really think about it. No.
We'll give you some time to. So yeah, you're from BC. You play reggae, surf music. I mean, like, this is very fitting.
I've done this way too many times, I think.
I might be
doing this to be cool. You guys caught me at the time after we played where I actually wanted to smoke pot. Anyways, turn the camera off for a second.
What's coming up for you?
More touring with Ill Scarlet until the end of July, and then we go to California. No, come on in. Who cares? This is Sick City. These guys were sick. They were. We just met them today. They're nice guys from Winnipeg. I love this. This is wicked. Anyways, so we're doing that. We're going to go to California and play in California for almost a month, which is going to be wicked because I think that's where our music is fits the best. It's the West Coast. The farther we go down, the better it's going to be. So,
been over to Europe yet?
No, but we actually, on Tuesday, our record just got released in Japan. So that is wicked. Yeah, we went to China actually a little while ago. We got to play in China. So we're starting to get out like internationally, but no Europe or anything like that, you know, or States really yet. So we're a new band, and I don't know, you can only do so much. But yeah, I want to play everywhere. It'd be fun.
Let's toss one of your songs right now. What do you want to hear?
One of our songs? Yeah. Well, I would like to hear one of the songs that isn't recorded because I like some of the new stuff.
You're going to have to hook me up with
album,
that then.
Which album are you thinking about?
Off Sing and Dance, yeah.
Let's go and play So Fine.
So Fine on The Grind, Daniel Wesley.
So when we headed back to the Daniel Wesley trailer to do the interview after his set, we're trying to get away from some of the outdoor festival noises, and there's a little bit of a party going on. It was a trailer he shared with Sick City, and on the other side, a Conline Crush and another band, and a whole bunch of people there. Wasn't sure who was who at first. There's this one drunk guy that came up to me right away, and he's like, "Oh, I do an interview, hey? Take it easy on this guy. He's had a rough day." And I'm thinking, okay, well, with the amount of resistance we had in order to get our cameras and stuff backstage to do these interviews, I'm assuming this guy is allowed to be back here. Probably allowed to be as drunk as he is as well. But we shoot him out of the way. Not a great idea to have drunk people in trailers for interviews. It's kind of loud. And we all kind of realized that nobody in the band or anybody in the trailer knew who this guy was. Or really what he was doing. Didn't think too much of it. After the Daniel Wesley interview, during the Daniel Wesley interview, the guys from Sick City came in and hung out for a little bit. So we kind of figured out a little bit of a formula at that point. We figured if you linger around after your last interview, you can probably run into another band. And once they realized you're with Punk Radio Cast, you can continue that cycle. That's pretty much what we did with this whole volume of The Grind. So to get into the second interview, this is Sick City. Let's kick it off with a track off of their release Nightlife on Small Man Records. This one is called In the Millions. Sick City on The Grind.
Everybody get out, we're slowing down.
are in the exact same trailer, 5 minutes after a Daniel Wesley interview. We're hanging out with the guys from Six City, Winnipeg-based punk rockers. How are you guys doing today?
Great, my man. How are you?
Not too bad. And you?
I'm doing great.
Who do we have here?
I'm Joel.
And I'm Josh. He plays drums. I sing in the band.
I understand you guys had a tour with Gob.
Yeah, that was just recently, and it's funny because we did that tour, then we did a little U.S. John down south, and then we played a festival in our hometown, and Gob was in there. Don't mind me. It's, you know, the smoke alarm's going off, and this one of the things we have on our rider is that we always have to have a smoke machine, which is ridiculous because I'm actually allergic to it, but you know what? I want to appease the rest of the man. And so, yeah, so I apologize, there's a smoke machine if you can't actually see. Anyways, so we played a festival with Gob, and it was in Winnipeg, and then the next show we played was this festival, and it's with Gob, too. And I made a joke, I'm like, guys, you gotta quit following us around. And then I got a restraining order left in front of our trailer.
Tom or Theo?
Both. It's actually co-signed. It's a co-sign.
Are you going to frame that later?
Well, it's just harder to sign over glass. But I will frame it, just because it's a better presentation when I send it back and write what the fuck. I hope this isn't, this is for the internet, I'm sure.
This is for the internet, you can swear as much as well.
Okay.
We've got stuff going on there you couldn't put on broadcast.
That's true, this is not CTV.
Now, you played with a bunch of other really awesome Canadian bands, Protest the Hero. Who else have you toured with?
Well, most recently, Chiodos, Protest the Hero, Gob. Who did we play with before that? In the May Day Parade?
That's fine. No, it's okay. What's good is if you keep doing that, you get a strong wrist. Yeah. And that way, you don't even have to hold the mic. It was just, you can rest it. Right there. That's one of the stupid kids. Luckily, I'm sure even though it's the internet, I'm sure you can edit. But we played with a band called Mayday Parade, and they're doing really well in the States right now, and I think they're doing really well here too. And we toured with back in the day. We toured with Papa Roach, and which is never mind. No, yeah, it was crazy. It was awesome. But we love touring Canada. The more and more we leave the country, we just want to come back.
So what's your favorite place to play? Be it Canada or anywhere else?
Yeah, honestly, Edmonton and Calgary fucking rule. Like every time, like we have probably the best crowds. We have, like, we do well in Saskatoon too, but like in between Winnipeg and Edmonton, like that we have the best draw, and people are very into it. And you know, we feel great. I love BC too, and you know, Montreal has a lot of lovely ladies.
Now, what about the hometown shows in Winnipeg? You guys, I'm sure, pull in quite the crowd and
rip it up.
Yeah, I just actually did an outdoor show in Winnipeg in Old Market Square, which is like right in the heart of like where it's all happening.
Yep.
And it was a great turnout. Gob was actually there too. I think you just mentioned that too. Just love the Gob, stalking the Gob. And you know what? I'm not going to show up for my court date either when I disobey that court order.
Look how black my.
But there's been a great response. Great response. I know, no respect, you know, hooks us up and tears us down, you know, but we love them anyway. We love them. High five. The more we drink, the cooler high fives become.
There you go. That's right.
Anything else you guys want to get out there?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, yes. I mean, if you've never heard of us, we're Six City, we're from Winnipeg. Please buy our CD, it's on Smallman Records. I'm assuming this is Canadian?
Yep.
Obviously. Yeah, it's on Spotify.
What does that mean?
Well, you said, quote unquote, what other Canadian bands have you toured with?
All right, you got me there.
You don't sound German. You don't.
10-second epic?
10-second epic?
Right, well, yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're good friends of ours. But check out our CD. Go to any HMV or CD Plus and request our next videos, City Lights on Much Music. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your life.
So if we're looking to hit you up on the MySpace page, what's that site?
I'll let you guess. It's our band name.
That's how it works with these MySpace pages these days. All right, well, let's toss to one of your songs. What do you guys want to hear?
I'm going to say Islands.
Not a single, but it's a little heavier and faster. And that way, if you're doing Ephedrine, you're going to really like it. We'll be right back.
himself over with you.
Sick City ripping it up on the grind with a track called Islands. Just to continue the story from earlier, after the Sick City interview, we headed back to the main performance area and checked out some of the artists that were playing and got some video. Eventually, we caught up with Trevor Hurst from McConnell and Crush, so we headed back to the trailer that we had done the other two interviews in. And when we were getting all of our audio and video stuff all ready, he and his guitarist were in the back room and popped their heads out a little bit and said, "Hey, did you guys see anybody when you were over here doing interviews earlier? Did you see anybody come over here?" We didn't, because we were all, you know, busy shooting video and talking, and door was shut. And then we thought about it. That drunk guy that we kicked out at the beginning of the Daniel Wesley interview apparently was so drunk and distraught and angry that he was evicted from a Punk Radio Cast interview, that he decided to take it out on a band, and he went next door and ripped off the guys in a Honoline Crush. Not cool, dude, not cool. Nonetheless, Trevor did take some time to talk to us, but before we get to that, as always, let's throw some music your way. I don't know how old you guys are, but if you grew up anywhere around the same time frame as I did, you'll remember this track. This is off of the Devil You Know album from 1998, I think, about 10 years ago. This is a Connelline Crush with Sparkle and Shine.
Sparkle and shine.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. This is the Boonfest edition, Boonstock edition. It's a big festival. We're here with Trevor from
the Conaline Crush.
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm hot. We just finished. Hot and dusty.
That's what summer festivals are all about, though, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have a little bit of a lineup change with the band.
A little, but not really. I mean, when we reconvened, I wrote a bunch of songs with Kai, who was playing guitar. He was from Methods of Mayhem, and he decided he didn't want to tour for a while. And so we finished that, and then Ziggy came back, the original guitar player. Yep. So it's kind of cool in the same way.
It's all cyclical, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking it back all the way to the beginning, legend has it you were down in Seattle, answered an ad, and that's how it all started off. What's been the best thing so far in all the many things that you've dealt with? You've been Juno nominated, you've toured all over the place. What's the one thing that stands out the most to you?
You know what is really kind of freaky is that I think after playing, you know, a lot of shows and now being an independent band and being able to go to the merch booth and to hang out, the stories that I hear from fans about what the band means to them, what the songs mean to them, some of that stuff is, you know, it's almost overwhelming because you don't really realize, you know, what you've done. You put together songs and you do whatever, and you just don't realize that sometimes some of that stuff hits home.
Oh, definitely,
and
yeah.
It's a really great feeling.
I have to say, growing up in the 80s and the 90s, I mean, listening to you guys, and it's great to see that you're back and you're hitting the stages again, and you've worked with many, many very talented producers over the years. Your new album was produced by Sylvia...
Massey Shivy.
Yeah. Where did that all take place? Down in California?
Yeah, we went to her studio in Weed, California, which is kind of funky. she produced The Devil You Know, so we went back to her because we just felt like we had a great vibe. And it was a great time, and she has this whole old theater down there, and she's renovated it, and it's just a trip. It was really nice. Cool.
I was reading this online, so I can't really vouch if it's true or not, but maybe you can tell me. The Boomtang Boys remixed one of your songs. Do you know of that?
Yeah, they did. They remixed All You Are for us back when it was a single, and they did a great job. I sat in on that session. It was a fun time. They're very interesting characters.
Just not a combination that I would think of.
Yeah, I know. It was weird, but they wanted to do it, and we kind of just, it just worked. It did really well. People really dug it.
What's coming up for a Conaline Crush?
We're doing 3 or 4 shows with Three Doors Down in August, and then September 18th we start and we go across Canada from coast to coast with Alice Cooper. So we're opening for Alice Cooper. So that'll be,
That's pretty awesome.
That's really good because, you know, we did a lot of shows with Kiss before in the past. Yep. So now this is just like another, growth.
So, I mean, playing shows with like Foo Fighters, Kiss, you've worked with Tool, is that correct, as well?
Sylvia worked with Tool.
Who's out there that you would like to tour with or even play a show with or even just hang out with?
I'm a big Nine Inch Nails fan, so I'd love to tour with that band. I kind of lean towards that theatrical stuff, Manson, all that stuff, you know. I'd like to be on those tours. But I'm, you know, as a band, we've played with so many different types of acts. I don't care who it is, really. It's just, as long as they're cool people, it's fun, you know. And playing rock and doing big shows, it's a good time.
I'd like to ask everyone that I talk to about this. The internet.
Yeah.
File sharing, legal file sharing.
Yeah.
Versus being able to get your name out there for smaller independent bands. What kind of effect does that have on you personally within the band?
I'm of the mindset that, you know, I think there's not much you can do about it. The genie's out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, you know, you hope that people that really love, and I do believe that if they really love the record, they'll go out and buy it anyway.
Yep.
And if they really love the band, they'll support the band. So I'm not really going the Metallica route. I'm just basically, you know, the genie's out of the bottle, just whatever. I hope people buy the music because it does affect, especially as independent artists.
Yeah.
It's when they buy the CD online and stuff, it helps us. So,
do you have any inkling as to what the new label model will be for releases? Or is it something that's just completely been blown away so much that everyone has to take a step back and look at how they can, I mean, classically bands didn't make a whole lot of money with the label relationship. So is that a plus or a minus for you?
Well, I think it's a plus what's happening now. I think we just have to wait and see how they're going to, or how we're going to figure out how to develop new acts. I mean, you see Coldplay, you see Nine Inch Nails, you see Radiohead, and how an established act can take, you know, their following and stuff and now turn all that into commerce for themselves. But for new acts, it's going to be difficult. You know, you're not going to get, there's not going to be that artist development money coming from a label, which was a good thing.
Yep.
But the bad thing was they really made you pay and they took a big chunk. I don't know what's really going to happen, but I'm glad to be a part of the music industry now because I really want to see what happens.
Yeah, it's really interesting time.
I think it's almost, you know, a throwback to the 70s when people used to listen to whole entire sides of records, you know, and have an album. We may get back to, we may do the singles thing for a bit longer, but I think that people will start to appreciate albums. And I think that, that artists' work will become things you collect, like a hardcover book if you're a fan of an artist or whatever. Yeah.
Do you guys have any plans on releasing anything in the near future or in the future with on vinyl?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that our biggest thing is if we can, I'd like to tour this record a little bit more, get a couple more radio singles, whatever, off it, and then get back into the studio. I'd like to also, we've never done a live record, and I'd love to do some live stuff just that we might just give away on our online and whatever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's toss one of your songs right now. What do you want to hear?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe Dirty, the new single.
Sounds good. Let's do that. Dirty, a Conline Crush on the Grind, Punk Radio Cast.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dan from Tupelo Honey, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and this is our new track, We Are.
Tell me
you see? Are you still wandering? You can't be afraid to make mistakes.
Everyone, welcome back to The Grind. We are hanging out with a couple guys from Tupelo Honey. Who do we have here today?
My name's Dan.
Tyler.
Now, the rest of the interviews that we are grouping this stuff with is from Boonstock that happened just last weekend. You guys played on the Friday night. What kind of experience was that for you?
It was awesome. It was really hot and sweaty, though. I think I might have sweat through my pants that day.
I think we did, actually. Had a little pool
right here. But other than the ass sweat, it was a really good day. Lots of people, lots of hot girls, lots of beer drinking, and lots of rock and roll.
So. You can't go wrong with rock festivals, right? I mean, just everything that happens with that.
Yeah, well, you know, we got like a 3-month window to do that kind of outdoor thing, so we got to take full advantage of that.
Most definitely. Being Canadian, you got to get out there when there's not snow on the ground. You have a new new album that came out back in April, Machines and Robots. I understand there's a new single that just recently hit the airwaves. What track is that?
That's called We Are. We're definitely pushing that one right now. It's going really well. It's only been released for about probably 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. But already big response, and we're encouraging everybody to request it.
And we're on Much Music, on pretty much everything?
We don't have a video yet.
Okay. So that's in the works, I'm assuming?
We have a video for Morphine, but we're not sure what we're going to do with We Are right now. Mm-hmm. Just releasing it. And
we just wanted to trying to get it out. We're probably going to do a video for the next single.
You guys are from Edmonton, correct?
Correct.
Edmonton area.
St. Albert.
What experiences have you had getting out and touring across Canada and down into the States? What really sticks out to you? Some fun things that have happened in those tours that you can mention, I guess.
I don't know.
There's so many I don't know.
Like funny tour stories? I don't know. It's like there's so much funny stuff that happens all the time, and it's so hard to like remember it all. I mean, seen funny things like 2 90-year-old men fighting in the street in Toronto
after the soccer game. Yeah. Oh. I forget who won, but they were going at it. It was weird.
Yeah, there's always adventures, but we probably shouldn't divulge those.
That's what I like to hear. Band secrets.
But we have a lot of good times on the road, though. We get to go out and meet a lot of people and make a lot of friends. So it's a pretty sweet job, I guess, if you can consider it a job.
Yeah, getting paid for doing what you love, right?
sort of.
As much as you can get paid in the music industry, right?
Exactly.
Speaking about payment, what are you guys' thoughts on the internet with illegal downloading or the flip side of that, where you can get your more of your music out through MySpace and all that?
With our stuff, we encourage, you know, we're like, we always have this idea of like, million people hear our song, you know, that many more people are going to come up to the show and hear us. And that's where, you know, we do our thing is our live show. So we're just trying to get our music out.
That's exactly it. Like, I would way rather have 1 million people download our songs for free than 100 people buy it for, you know, a couple dollars or whatever an album costs online. Even though I definitely encourage online sales. Like, we have all of our stuff's on iTunes and PureTracks and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, we just want to sell our live product and sell our merch and stuff like that. That's where the real money is actually for us.
No, you guys have been touring with a lot of big name bands in the past couple of years. Default, Theory of a Dead Man. You're opening up for the Trues. You've played a few dates with the Trues here. Who is out there that you haven't had a chance to play with that you they're on your list and you're just waiting for that chance?
I'd like to play with like Incubus or the Foo Fighters or you know, a band like that, Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
Somebody American, I think.
Yeah, no kidding.
How are you?
I don't know. Pantera.
Yeah. They should get back together. Yeah, they should. With Zach Wilde, maybe.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you played Calgary a couple days ago at the start of the Stampede. What? Coming from Edmonton area, what's your opinion on the Stampede?
It's awesome. All those big outdoor shows are so similar, like the K-Days or Capital X at Edmonton and Stampede.
Stampede is weird. It's like the whole city gets involved with it. Like every corporate company shut down for the week and do things for their employees. Like the whole city of Calgary gets involved.
Tyler and I decided that Edmonton needs a shtick like Calgary does, so we're gonna make Pirate Days happen.
Awesome.
Where they're just gonna change it from Capital X to Pirate Days, and the whole city gets involved.
So instead of like the slutty cowgirls, will have slutty pirate hookers or something.
With peg legs.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also running for mayor.
What a great opportunity to implement that plan, right?
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up? Any shout outs to any friends or anything like that?
Yeah. Hey.
We just want to get people to take a look at our stuff online, especially on YouTube, because we have lots of really cool stuff, you know, showing the band's personality and some just stupid shit that we do on the road and backstage and stuff like that. So check us out on YouTube, check us out on MySpace and all of those.
We're on Facebook too. We got a fan thing on there. And
okay. We're huge losers.
We are.
Machines and Robots, Tupelo Honey, with the title track off of their new album, Machines and Robots. This next band, also, we did not get a chance to talk to at Boonstock, but they're associated with some Boonstock bands, and they did play Lloydminster a little bit later after the rest of these interviews were recorded, but before the show was produced. Wrap your head around that one. These guys were here on August 3rd with Gob, and this is The Transition with the track called Throw Away on the Grind.
It'll take a little effort on your part to keep this going. You should take another lesson from your heart to see what's showing. Always needing more attention, just how far, it's not worth knowing. It'll take a little effort from your part to keep us going. Just how far till I stop caring? Will I take it when you fake it? So how can I believe what you're saying? You can take another lesson from these skies, but there's no talking to you. Throwing it all away. Don't you tell now you. Throwing it all away. There's no talking to you.
Welcome back to The Grind, Volume 22. This is The Transition. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. We're doing awesome. Doing
amazing. Yummy.
Yummy, delicious.
Hey, you guys just had a recent release that came out, Resolve. How was that? How has that been responded to so far?
Actually, it's been really positive, super positive. All the shows we've been doing, people have been picking them up all over. So, yeah, it's been great.
How did you guys get linked up with Gob? How to tour along with him?
Well, actually, hold on. I'll take this one. See, I met those boys when I was probably about, I think, 14.
Is this going to be a long
and,
story?
And more or less, we had a little picture incident where, you know, they drew pictures, and that's all I need to really say. But he's known the boys longer than I have. And we drew pictures very, very early in my young age, tender young age.
What kind of pictures were they?
Maybe me and someone else got naked and did some... That's all I need to say.
No, go on. Tell everybody more about your pictures. Hey man, you started it. You better finish it.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. That's all I need to say. And
come on, Tom and Theo wanted you to draw.
Well, they wanted to, like, you know, make porno videos, but there was no camera really, so it just resulted in some crayons and 11 by 17 poster.
Stick figures, though.
Yeah, but I mean, apparently Theo was an artist, but he turns out he's not. He can draw stick figures really well, and, you know, uncircumcised penises very well. He portrayed the toque like nothing I've ever seen.
So beyond that, what are you guys most excited about on this tour right now?
Oh, we're just stoked to play in front of as many people as possible, try to get the album out to all the new fans, and yeah, just stoked to be with the Gob guys. We actually got on this tour with the Gob guys. I was helping out with Tom and Theo with the album. My wife actually plays, or she sings, sorry, on one of the tracks. And I was saying, hey man, when you got your album done, do you want to open her band? And they're like, yeah, sure. They lost their van, so I was like, hey, I'll help, you know, pass your guitars and all that stuff. So we've been helping Guitar Tech and just helping them out, you know, just traveling, and we get to open up for them. So it's worked out really well.
You have a few dates coming up here in Saskatoon and Regina after tonight's dates. You guys looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah. Saskamatoon. I've been there before with other bands. I used to be in a band called Complete, and we toured through here a few times. Saskatoon's pretty rocking. It's a good place.
Now, talking about Complete, you guys released your new album on Spawner Records. What's has the relationship been like with those guys?
Well, I've been working at Spawner for years. It's a communal label. Like, all the bands run it. It's totally DIY. So we basically tell them what we want to do, as long as we're working hard on it. And, you know, it's all the bands put their own ideas and effort into the label. So it's not really like a suit and tie guy, you know, with a bunch of money or behind a desk. It's like just the bands working together and networking.
Now, you guys have shot a music video so far. Is that correct? What song was that for?
Yeah, we started to shoot that last week, actually, before we came on this tour, but we need to do a whole bunch more stuff. We ran out of time, so this tour was important for us, so we came out and did that. But we're doing Throwaway and probably another one, Shallows, hopefully before the summer ends, because we got a pretty cool idea for that one.
Now, is this your first Complete tour as a band?
No, we toured out, we came out, we did Quebec twice. What are you doing? He's dancing. Rory's dancing. He's got...
Listen to that. That's the sound of Alberta.
Hey man, can I
That's
give
Alberta.
These guys props, man? Open up for these dudes. These guys kick some serious ace, man.
This guy played some Pocket serious rockets. Fucking guitar tonight.
Pocket Mad. Pockets.
Thanks, man. What were we talking about?
We were talking about touring.
Tour, yeah. We've done a couple tours out east. We've done West Coast. We've come up to Alberta. We actually did Edmonton before Resolve came out. And, yeah, this is as far. We're going all the way to Winnipeg. So we basically covered almost the whole country now, and hope to come back again in probably the fall, maybe the winter, if our van can make it.
Now, I can assume you guys will be heading down to the States in the near future as well, once the van gets all rectified and everything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we want to go down West Coast, down Southern California and back, for sure. We've already been talking to a few people down there. So, yeah, for sure.
Where would you guys like to play that you have not played so far?
Canada or U.S.?
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world? I really want to go to Japan. Our label mates, the Johnsons, they went over to Japan last year, and it was incredible. So we definitely want to go over there, maybe do a tour with them.
There's this really awesome place in northern Alberta. It's called Wabasca.
Ah, wow.
I think we want to really hit the reserve up there because, you know, we like to lay it down like that. Wabasca.
Represent.
Definitely.
Who have you guys not had a chance to play with yet, but you would like to play with? You've toured with a lot of big acts so far, but who's on the wish list so far?
Oh, for me, I guess Alkaline Trio or Rise Against. I would love maybe one day to open for them or tour with them. Yeah, I don't know. Who are you?
Santa.
Santa?
He's on my wish list. He's got it all backwards.
Well, you've been a nice guy or a naughty guy?
No, I've been really bad.
We won't go into detail about how bad you have been, actually.
There's this amazing band. They're called Tommy's Biscuit. I think I'd really love to tour with them.
Brand new, definitely.
Brand new, for sure, for sure. Yeah, or a band, this wicked band called Biothread. Sweet. Or Sleepwalkers. They're amazing.
Biothread, no, actually, no.
I mean, Kelly's playing in Carpenter now, isn't
That's right. Actually, I know the guys in Carpenter quite well. They live in the same town as me. So, yeah. Two of the guys work at, well, Kelly actually, I think, works at the tattoo shop that I get my work done. I bumped into him just the other day, yeah. I'd love to come up. He's on Small Man now, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the Vancouver scene right now with everything that's happening there nowadays?
I would say Vancouver is very hit and miss. It takes a lot of work to get a lot of people out, but, I mean, if you put in the effort and you put a bill together with solid bands, you can definitely make it work, but in the whole, it's a tough city. The music scene isn't as strong as, say, cities like Edmonton or Calgary. But in a whole, it's a lot of work, but I mean, it can happen. It is possible.
Well, there's great bands everywhere. Like in Vancouver, Daggermouth, of course, we're from there. Yeah, I know they're broken up now, but every town, there's great bands right across Canada. But yeah, it's not as big. The all ages scene isn't as big as it used to be, but I'm hoping it turns around and comes back again for sure. I don't know. It's like you said.
The all-ages scene in Vancouver is almost non-existent. There's this one place just opened called Casa del Loca or something. I can't remember the name exactly, but I mean they're doing some stuff, and the all-ages scene is just pretty much non-existent. And I mean,
well, we lost a lot of venues. I used to do shows out in Langley at Langley Civic Center, and I know. Where's the North band? Ceiling Hall still going?
They closed down for a little while, but I mean, it's rad that they're back up and operating again. But I mean, things happen, right? And venues close, and it's the nature of the business. But
now, do you guys prefer playing to the all ages scene or to the bar scene?
Both. Definitely all ages. I mean, for me, it's where I came from. It's where I grew up with, and I mean, there's nothing better to, you know, play for a bunch of young kids and, you know, hopefully inspire them to, you know, move forward and maybe pick up a guitar. And
I just like playing. What are you doing, man? Give me a back massage.
They have the camera out.
No, like, it doesn't matter all ages or bar. Like,
I prefer
for sure.
Older men.
As long as they're into it, who
cares? All ages.
Do you? You
like as long as they're into it.
Rory's not joking about that comment.
So in terms of the internet, has that been a help or a hinder for you guys with the online file sharing? But then the flip side of that is the fact that you guys can get a lot more notice out there.
Oh yeah, like it's inevitable. You're always going to get people like downloading your stuff, but if people like it, then hopefully they'll come out to the shows and, you know, support you and buy a t-shirt or whatever else. The CD market totally has gone downhill, like I've noticed since, you know, the early 90s and stuff. So now it's everyone's just, you know, it's just a file share, BitTorrent or whatever is going on. But whatever, if they like the music or music's good enough, they'll come out to the show. So that's what it's all about. So I'm cool with it. I wish people would buy more CDs, but you know, it's the way it is. It's not going to change. So.
So if we were to toss to one of your songs right now, which song should we be playing?
What do you guys think?
I think.
Throwaway.
Circles, running in circles, definitely.
You really running in circles?
That's one of my favorites. Or Throwaway. Throwaway is good.
Best Regret, first track.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Best Regret. That's a good one, too.
The transition, Best Regret on the Grind, Punk Radio Cast.
Oh,
All right, welcome back. We are hanging outside the cooler with the Transition, opening up for Gob. We had some other bands playing here tonight. What's coming up for you guys?
More videos, and we want to get a full length going. Rory's just joined the band. We had another drummer before that did the Resolve recording, and we're stoked to have Rory in the band now. And we want to get a full length out, hopefully by around this time next year. Do more videos, keep touring, just keep at it. Try to get our music to as many people as we can.
Excellent. Anything else you guys want to toss out? Let's get your MySpace sites, your websites, and all that jazz.
Yeah, MySpace.com, The Transition Music.
And you can go to www.com, The Transition Music.
www. The Transition Music.
Yes. Sorry, I'm thinking this MySpace thing. But yeah.
The Transition, a good bunch of guys out of BC. A lot of bands from BC on this show. What else do we have up next? Of course, the Gob interview. And then from the mailbox segment, coming up, Aspirations, following Gob. Right now, let's get into a Gob track. This is a little bit older Gob. It's called What to Do. Everyone, welcome back to the Boonstock edition of The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. We're hanging out with a couple guys from
Gob.
And we are here with...
Hey, you know where the bathroom is?
How are you guys doing today? You just did the meet and greet rockstar thing. You had an awesome set a little bit earlier, played some of my favorite songs. It was good to hear.
We're good. We're really good. Yeah, we did our meet and greet. The meet and greet was a little weird. You know, I mean, we try to be accessible to the fans, you know, like if they want to meet us, like... Why not be there for them?
Why not greet them?
Why not greet them? Why not meet and greet the fans? Like that's
why not have
if
a,
they want to be
a
there.
Cabbage roll
if they want to meet
with one of our fans.
Now you guys have a new album out. It's been out for a little bit. Muertos Vivos.
Muertos Vivos.
Muertos Vivos. What really got you guys in the mindset for the tracks on this one?
Just everything. You know, we didn't set out to write this record the way that it turned out. We just wrote a bunch of stuff, and we picked the songs that we felt that moved us the most. And I'm sure that it's a product of not only like our like what we wanted to do. This is pro. What we wanted to do artistically, but something that just affected us just. The way the world is, you know, like just things that you see on the news and things that you see around you, everything.
Let's get a little political here. What are your thoughts on what's going on in the States right now with the whole election, Obama and McCain? Any thoughts on that at all?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean,
I'm sure everyone's going for Obama. It'd be nice for a...
I certainly don't think like a Republican, and I think that religion should have nothing... church should be separated from state mm-hmm. in every way. And so I think that McCain is pretty progressive, but I still wouldn't vote for him just because he's Republican. And Republicans have a history. Well, I mean, Republicans don't have a history. Republicans actually have a history of being fucking cool mm-hmm. in the beginning. But lately, they've become... They pretty much... evangelicals control the political system in the United States or have an influence on it.
Yeah.
They don't control it. They have an influence on the political
system. A heavy influence, everything. Though. You think, that being said, that it's going to be basically the same... same shit, different pile, basically.
Well, I think that Obama should definitely get elected. You know, it'll be good to have a black person in office. At least there's some history there. Yeah, and it's definitely a step for like opening people's minds, and I mean that definitely needs to happen in the United States. Hopefully, it makes a difference. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, they can't just withdraw troops from these wars that they've started. You know, they've got to. Deal with something in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and hopefully they don't start anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think with Obama, that's probably the best bet, you know?
But you never know. I mean, Kennedy, JFK, he tried to withdraw troops from Vietnam in 1963, and of course we all know what happened to him. I mean, and he was a Democrat too. But I mean, like Tom was saying, like the Republicans used to follow their constitution, and I mean, not, I know it's different than ours, but you know, George Bush being a Republican, he got rid of like habeas corpus,
yeah, like all these, which I mean, it's like
all these things that in their constitution, which
it's not just George Bush, you know. It's gradually happened over the years.
Administration, yeah. His administration got rid of that law, which basically gives a right to someone that's kept, you know, like gets captured or someone that's taken prisoner. They basically have no fucking rights, you know, no lawyers, no nothing. They can be detained as long as they want if they think they're, you know, terrorist or yeah, and that's ridiculous because they can make anyone be that, you know those terrorists. They can say, oh, he's a terrorist, so we can hold him for whatever. There was like some guy from Canada that was like 60 years old that was held for 4 or 5 days in the mm-hmm. States, and his family, no one knew where he was, and he was going to do a lecture in a university, and and he was held like that too, and no one knew where he was because of that law. You know, it's just whatever, like it's so fucked up. Like, I mean, America just they, you know, everyone looked up to them a long time ago. And, you know, they were a big nation, and they were trying to be this, you know, this sort of role model for the world. But now it's just like fucking, it's the exact opposite. Everyone fucking hates them, you know, and what they stand for. You know, they started this fucking bullshit war. There's no fucking weapons of mass destruction, and it's just fucking bullshit. So it's like it pisses me off because it's just like fucking making the world shitty, and people are making money off this war, exactly, that are rich, yeah. And it's fucking bullshit because all of what happens is the poor country of fucking Iraq, those fucking innocent kids and fucking women and children are fucking treated like shit and they're fucking killed. So it's fucking bullshit.
And hopefully Canada doesn't turn out more like the United States because we voted in a conservative government. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, with everything that's going on in the U.S., I don't understand it, but. I mean, there's a lot of mudslinging in politics, and people shouldn't just believe the hype, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just because a bunch of Democrats fucked up or whatever, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to vote in a conservative government.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you just weed out the fucking people that are shitty in the government. And
fucking Stephen Harper's got his fucking head up George Bush's ass and his administration. So, I mean, like, he's not really fucking doing it. Yeah, I mean, wow, he brought, like, 2% down to the GST, the gouge and swindle tax. Like, fucking wahoo. Like, you know, he's fucking...
Well, I mean, that's what Republicans do. That's what conservatives do. They bring taxes down so that...
I mean, it's not, like, that big of a deal. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, sure, it is 2%, but...
All right, next question.
Anyway, yeah, sorry. But here, I can keep talking.
taking it back to the music here, you guys have sort of mixed it up a little bit with some members. I understand there was some trading of personnel with Sum 41 at one point. Is that that involved you, I believe?
It wasn't really trading. You know, they needed someone to play guitar for them, and they called me and asked me to do it, and I just, like, I just weighed the pros and cons, and it seemed like a good thing to do, you know, and it's fun. You know, we're good friends with the guys, so I knew what I was getting into before going there, so it was a good time.
Too. They're big fans of us, too, you know? Like some
yeah, they, I mean, they basically, yeah.
And we had a record.
Whatever
you want to say. we had a record. Just we're trying to figure out where it was going to go at the time.
Yeah.
You know, Tom was approached by them, and our record wasn't even out yet. It was done, so we're just waiting sort of on that. And then Tom went and did some shows for about, I guess.
You know, they were pretty. They definitely, like, I mean, we talked about it, and they were like, you know, we don't want it to affect Gob. They didn't know that Gob was even together anymore, just because, I mean, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
Because we've been recording a record and stuff, and they just wanted, I mean, I was like, you know, I'm gonna do Gob, and they're like, cool. And so they didn't want it to affect Gob in a negative way, so it was cool.
With the Sum 41 connection, what are your you can be honest, or you can tell me just next question, what are your thoughts on the whole Avril Lavigne Craig Wood thing?
With what?
With Avril Lavigne Craig going to go play for
Craig Wood. Who's that? Who's Craig?
Craig Wood.
He used to play bass for us, but he decided to play with... He got an opportunity to play with Avril Lavigne, and he went to go play with her, and that's basically it. And then he wasn't a member of Cobb anymore.
I think, you know, with Craig, I mean, opportunities don't come around like that for people much in their lives, you know? And I mean, Craig was a guy that looked for those opportunities, and he went for it, and that's good, you know. I'm sure it was a fucking wicked time for him. Mm-hmm. Like, he got to tour places that we didn't get to tour. He got to tour places that I didn't get to tour with Sum 41, and it's like, it's worth the experience. I mean, I don't know. Do you have any more to say on the subject?
Yeah,
it's cool. I'm cool with Craig, you know. Like,
I haven't talked to that guy in a long time.
We got Fairweather now, and he's
Fairweather.
Craig
Dunst
too.
I was a little disappointed, guys, when you didn't play Painted Black today.
We had it on
it
the set.
It was on the set.
I thought I heard like the first strum of it, and then you guys.
Yeah, I was gonna start it. Yeah, he stopped
me. He didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on. And they had a huddle without me, so that's why I was like.
You know, the thing is, we don't expect the punk rockers to be wanting Painted Black. We expect, like, the radio rockers to be wanting Painted Black, because...
Are you calling me a radio rocker?
No, I'm not calling you anything, but you're from Punk Radio Cast, right?
Yes.
And punk is in the name Radio Cast, and I just... Well, I guess radio is too, so...
No, yeah, we were gonna play it, but they kind of went like this to us. You know, when the cane comes out?
The cane, yeah.
Well, that was gonna happen, so it's either pull off one of a Gob song or a cover, so it's like...
I mean, the way that I feel is I would rather, like, pull a cover song than a Gob song, you know? I'd rather play our songs.
Cheers to that,
and
brother.
I love the Stones, and, I mean, maybe the Stones are a better band than Gob, I don't know, but...
the jury's still out on that.
It's up to you to decide, but...
You can beat them in a race.
I would hope so.
But, I mean, it's a good cover, and, I feel the cover, but... I would rather play a Gob song. The song's got to get cut. What are we going to cut?
Yeah, well...
Which other one would you... Which one would you have cut?
That's the thing, you know?
That's the thing.
I don't know, so...
That's the thing.
I guess I just really wanted more Gob today, but... I'm talking to you, so I can't really complain.
We had 45 minutes, and we gave you all the Gob we could.
There you go. Here's the set list.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
We would have given you all of that.
How
we
have
the time.
Set list.
If they said unlimited time...
Check this out. This is what you didn't get to hear. You didn't get to hear that song. You didn't get to hear.
Okay, that's fucking.
That
boring.
Song,
you
that
can
song.
Figure that out, all right.
That song, that song, that song, that song.
Let me tell you one thing: the devil wears Prada sunglasses.
Now, you guys had you were doing your own monitors up on stage there earlier today, and
he was the monitor guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you had
today only.
One day only. But I was impressed to see when you guys requested a little bit of that green, that good Canadian green, that. Someone in security passed it up to you.
Yeah.
Did you expect that at all?
Well, I definitely expected that in like a place like Vancouver. It's hard to tell. You know, like I know that in the States you can. I don't know. I don't even know actually. You can get arrested for like buying.
Me and Tom don't smoke weed, so Gabe does.
Well, I don't usually.
I mean, once in a blue.
But if I do, I'll throw up.
Russell Crowe brought some weed to a show in Australia, Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm not name dropping, but he brought weed, and
yeah,
of
you
course.
Are actually, yeah.
But I had to say it because I don't smoke weed, but he brought a pinner.
When Russell Crowe brings weed for you, it's like.
And he said he didn't want to smoke a joint with Russell Crowe. It's like, hey, it's just like if Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson said, smoke it up and whatever, have one.
I'm not going to name drop here or anything, but here's some famous people I know. Russell Crowe, Avril Lavigne, Tommy Lee.
Do you know all those
Alex
people?
Is on Fire.
You talking about the porn star or the band?
Both.
Intimately? Now, going back to some music here, you guys have a lot of music showed up on the old EA Sports soundtracks. How did you guys work that deal?
They came to us and they wanted some GOB music for their hockey. They wanted
hockey
to make it. They wanted it to be exciting, so of course they wanted a GOB song.
What are your thoughts on having your music go out into mass-produced like video games and stuff like that?
You can't say a cocky thing like that and then just laugh like that. You have to like fucking make a cocky
cool.
face or something. That wasn't. I mean, it was like you balked. You fucking balked. It's like a balk ball, you know, or whatever. I don't know.
Well, let's wrap things up here. Just quit taking all your time up here. But what song from GOB do you guys want to hear? One of your own songs, because I'm sure you haven't heard them enough yet.
I think Theo should pick.
Right now?
On the radio.
When we cut it all together.
Oh, okay.
I'll play you one now, but it's really not going to be great. I'll tell you that.
Just sing it. Could you sing one?
No, I need to sing my voice.
Okay, no. Just request one and he will sing it.
Okay. I want to hear a new song off the Muertos Vivos record. I want to hear you sing Banshee Song.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you sing Banshee Song?
I do.
That's
what I do.
If that's what it's called. Waiting, you are out there waiting.
From the box that carries mail, this is From the Mailbox.
First track out of the mailbox on Mr. Volume number 22 of The Grind. That band that you just heard was called Aspirations. It's a duo out of Vancouver, made up of Stu McKillop and Kristen Harris. And just listening to that last track, I think I figured out why I like this stuff so much. It takes my favorite part of hip-hop with the beat making and the sampling, and mixes it in with some guitars and some anger sound and vocals and some catchy hooks. And I'm a victim to Aspirations. This next track is called 10729 King George Highway. This is Aspirations on From the Mailbox.
Yeah. you guys are liking what you hear, I think you can pick up their EP in stores or at least over the internet, probably. They are on the Underground Operations label, and you would be looking for the Aspirations EP. We've got one more track coming up by them, but first we need a little bit of things I need to tell you before we wrap it up for the day. First off, let me remind you about the big show coming up Thursday. That's this Thursday. Volume 23 of The Grind. This is a Stacey Steele special. She took care of all these interviews. We've got stuff coming with The Stills, Zoo Lion, The Summer Lad, The Fast Romantics, and Secret Broadcast. A whole bunch of good bands in there. And Stacey will be able to explain a little bit more of what the whole thing was that was going on at the Snatch Rock Bar down in Calgary. And also coming up, something else, guys. The 23rd of August, if you're in the Brampton, Ontario area, there's a little thing called Rock Against Cancer going on. They've got about six or so bands playing, and cancer is something that really affects everybody. I don't know anybody that hasn't been affected by cancer in some way or another. So if anytime you see something that's going to be supporting the fight against cancer, and in this case, anytime you can and get good music for it, it's a fair trade, I would think. So if you're in the Brampton area, or if you want more information, hit up myspace.com/BramptonRockAgainstCancer, and you can find more information, who all is playing, and all that good stuff. On a lighter note, one more song before we wrap it up on From the Mailbox and Volume 22 of The Grind, the Boonstock Edition. This is another track by Aspirations. This one's called Paulus Crescent, and I'll see you guys on Thursday.